your number one source for election coverage and analysis.
This is Gerard at Large.
Live from the Derryfield Restaurant here in Manchester, New Hampshire, this is a special edition of Gerard at Large. The polls in the city of Manchester have just closed, and we will be bringing you the results as they come through the polling places, or from the polling places, just minutes from now. I am Rich Gerard, the host of the Gerard at Large radio show here on 90.7 FM WLMW. We're being simulcast tonight on Manchester Public Television Channel 22, where you can see us smile and wave at the camera. If we're not looking at the camera, we're a bit awkward. Well, we're radio guys, and unfortunately, we have to stay glued to these microphones because it's not like the television studio where we can kind of talk out in the air and the mic picks up everything. We are on location here at the Derryfield Restaurant, and we are staying close to the mics. Why? Because they're supposed to cancel out all that outside noise so you can hear what's going on. Joining me, or with me, is Mike Lopez, former alderman at large here in the city of Manchester. We served on the city's charter commission together. And Jim Gaudette, he's a retired law enforcement officer here in the state of New Hampshire, having worked for Hillsborough County, Amherst, and the Litchfield Police Departments. He is our public safety guy and is with us every Thursday morning from 7:20 to 7:40 on 90.7 FM WLMW. You can stream this broadcast live at gerardatlarge.com. You can also get the archives after it's done, and I'm sure there'll be reruns of it on Manchester 20 to Channel 22. We have Jane in Manchester on hold. Good evening, Jane.
Good evening, my favorite Republican.
Oh, well, I'm glad to know I'm your favorite one.
Merrimack Restaurant, ring a bell.
Oh, my goodness, Jane. Yes, it does. And now your voice has come into my headsets. It's nice to talk to you. How have you been?
Oh, pretty good. I got a few broken ribs at the moment right now. But other than
oh,
that,
dear.
No, I just thought we ought to celebrate Guy Fawkes Day.
You thought we should celebrate what? I'm sorry?
Today is Guy Fawkes Day. You know, the guy who tried to blow up Parliament in the 1600s?
Ah, I'm having trouble hearing.
Every November 5th. So, I was thinking we could do the same thing down at the Board of Aldermen, too.
All right, so do me a favor, say it one more time, because now I think I'll be able to hear you.
The Guy Fawkes Day party.
Guy Hawkes Day.
Guy Hawkes Day.
Yeah, it's a historic Guy Hawkes Day. He tried to blow up Parliament years ago, many, many moons ago.
Okay.
And I'm beginning to think it's a good idea.
Oh, all right. So, Jane,
I didn't get that from Common Core, Rich. I got that from a good Catholic school education.
It's worth a fuck, though, not an H. Fox, not Hawks.
Yeah. There you go. All right, Jane. Well, appreciate your calling in.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Nice to have you out there. All right. People are starting to filter into the Derryfield Restaurant. It is the headquarters of Manchester Mayor Ted Gatzis. We expect he'll be speaking somewhere around 8 o'clock. We will be taking the feed from the podium live and putting it out over the air. In the meantime, we have got candidates who may be calling in. We'll take your calls at 672-0573. That's 672-0573. Back on the issue of crime, Mike, were you supporting Mayor Gatzis in this election?
I wasn't supporting anybody.
You weren't supporting anybody?
Except I said Bill Berry and Paul Martineau.
Bill Berry and Paul Martineau. Okay, so what do you think of how Ted Gatzis has handled the crime issue here in the city?
Well, first of all, politicians don't handle crime. If anybody, as an alderman, I know I've harped on this with the chief of police many a times, if somebody takes the time and goes over there, there's a war room over there, they have briefings, they go roll call, they know what they're doing. You let the experts, that's why you give them a gun, they're police officers, and the chief has a war room there, he knows where all the burglaries are, he knows all the homicides, all this and all that, and he can move police around anytime he wants. It's a war game, and it's just like a military. They're a military unit. They can respond either fully. They can have 20 cops out there in 1 minute. They could have 100 cops out there, you know. So they have communication. So you let the expert. If you're a politician, you want to talk to the chief. If you got ideas, you sit down with. Now, some incidents, the chief has come many a times and asked the Board of Mayor and Alderman for things over the years I was there. We have never, never denied him for the safety of the citizens of Manchester.
All right, we have got Clancy in Ward 2 on the line. Thanks for calling in, Clancy.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Very good. I'd just like to comment on the issue about the current mayor in the prime, with today's new statistics, 140 armed robberies, up from 73 last year. And then, with all due respect to the retired officer on the panel, and him saying how it, you know, let's call this a war room and we can just respond. I mean, we just had 34 break-ins in my ward this year in a one-month span. Where was the folks in the war room then, and where was the response to these neighborhoods then? Sure, it doesn't all fall on the mayor, but I would think he would have went into that war room and got a plan together. I mean, can you guys...
Well, it's Clancy, let me ask you this, and then I'll let Jim jump in. What would you expect the mayor or the police chief to do any differently than they're doing now?
Well, number one, in my neighborhood alone, I live on the corner of Beach and North. I've had four houses broken into in the past 3 months while folks are out in their yard raking leaves. The only time we see a cop car down here is basically when they're speeding up to the other end of town to take care of something.
Now, Wynn Hutchison, who is running for alderman against Ron Ludwig, actually made mention of that in an interview on this show about how he didn't believe their areas of Ward 2 were getting adequate police presence. Did you vote for Wynn Hutchison, or did you vote for Ron Ludwig?
I voted for Ron Ludwig.
Yes. So you don't think the alderman has anything to do with whether or not the police department's paying attention to your neighborhood?
Right, so we weren't speaking about aldermen. You guys were just speaking about the mayor and his role and how you felt that it wasn't fair of the Alum campaign to say that he hasn't been doing everything he could in regards to crime. Sure.
Well, it's not the mayor and the board of aldermen's job. You know, liken this, I'll give you the analogy of the armed forces, like Mike Lopez was saying, okay? I don't know that I want to use the term war room because law enforcement is more paramilitary than actual military, but, you know, the Joint Chiefs of Staff come in and they say, okay, here's our budget. This is what we need to protect the United States. It's the President and Congress's job to appropriate those monies based upon what their experts are telling them they need. So it's the same with the chief. The chief and his deputies and his staff come up and say, hey, this is our budget. This is what we need to do our job. And they've been pretty responsible about it. If everybody had endless deep pockets, I'm sure we would have adequate police on the street. But it's a tough economy. That money's got to come from somewhere, and it's coming from tax dollars. And it's not an endless supply, and you can't keep growing that pie. So you have to move the assets that you have and use them as best you can. And I think overall, the Manchester Police Department does a very, very good job with, you know, doing what they can. You cannot be everywhere, because then you're going to have all these people out there saying we've become a police state.
Well,
so it's always going to be that tension, and I get that. But the mayor and alderman, Clancy, have nothing to do with that. They're supposed to be helping them and getting them and supporting them and giving them the resources. Let the experts run the police department.
Let's get Clancy get a point in here. Go ahead, Clancy.
And I just wanted to get one more point on what you commented on, that crime is economically driven here. Did you not say that?
I said that a lot of these crimes are economically driven, correct.
The big dirty secret that Patrick Arnold, I know for a fact, is addressing. And it's not economics, it's drugs. 90% of the crime in this state is due to drug and drug users.
Well, Chief Mara has been on this radio show commenting about how drug use, specifically prescription drug use, is driving the burglaries and the robberies that you're complaining about. And so I don't know that that is... I don't know that that's a great secret. I think Jim's point was that the ability of the community to fight the crime has got an economic issue.
Right, and to Clancy's point, it is drug. You know, you don't have to look around a courtroom. 90% of those crimes are substance abuse related, but it's economic insofar as they don't have legitimate funds to pay for it. So to support their substance abuse problems, they're actually committing crimes,
right,
as opposed to, you know, using
right
it from a legitimate job.
Right. That's the whole gist of there is no substance abuse support. And, you know, it, like when I said the big dirty secret, and I'm sure everybody listening today, there's not a family in this city that's not affected by addiction. At the same time, there's not a family in this city who can get help when they want this help. And you keep locking people up. And at the same time, if we looked at the drugs, and looked at what was going on there and focused in one direction, it's a domino effect.
All right, Clancy, we appreciate the call, and thank you for tuning in. All right, our phone lines are now open at 672-0573. That's 672-0573. We expect to be getting our first reports from the wards. We have people at most of the wards who are going to either call, text, or otherwise send us the numbers. And they'll be. We also have people stationed at City Hall to get them as they are announced by the city clerk. So between everything we got going on, if you're watching us on Manchester Community Television Channel 22, you'll see the numbers go up as graphics on your screen. Those of you in radio world, well, you'll have to rely on us. You know, I wanted to ask Clancy, but I also wanted to clear the line so other folks could call in at 672-0573, is whether or not he thought Patrick Arnold went too far when he blamed the mayor for that shooting incident involving a New Hampshire state trooper that started in the town of Bow. You know, it seemed to me that any credibility he had on the matter there really went down. We have Mike in Ward 9 wants to talk about crime. Good evening, Mike.
Hi, Rich. How you doing tonight?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. I sent you an email, I think, some time ago. There is a city in Georgia called... and now I lost the name of it.
I know which city you're talking about, where they require everyone to have a firearm. You know that city?
It's like, I want to say it's in Cobb County. It's like maybe Macon, Georgia, or Kennesaw, or something like that.
It's terrible. I just had it on my mind. Anyway, I have the little book that they put together, The Law Heard Round the World or something like that. And they made this rule. And, of course, people that I see who live there, they never... A lot of people live there. They don't get a gun. But the point was, they made the ruling. They made the ordinance saying you had to have at least one firearm with ammunition in the homes. And the break-ins just dropped dramatically in that town. Kennesaw, Georgia. The name is Kennesaw.
Kennesaw.
And it dropped. The crime dropped dramatically in that town and has stayed low ever since. And I think it's impossible, nor should we ever think that police can ever defend us constantly. To me, the police are there pretty much to do the investigation after the crime has been committed. And another thing, the police are under no legal or lawful requirement to protect anybody. All the courts have always ruled this. No one can sue the police if they don't protect you. And all the courts have ruled that they have no legal requirement to protect anybody. So, to me, people need to start thinking about taking care of their own, which is why I'm very frightened about this anti-gun legislation, because guns don't really kill that many people at all. And if people would become more responsible and begin to think that they can't just keep asking government to take care of every little problem in their life. I mean, this is not how it's been throughout history, and we need to get.
Hey,
back.
Mike, I don't want to cut you off, but we're getting our first numbers reports, and so we're going
that's good.
To.
That's great.
We're going to clear the line, and while we're doing that, we're going to let Jim answer some of what you said.
That'd be
I agree,
great.
By the way. Unless you fix the problems with family and society, there will never be enough police. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, and Mike, you're right. It is Kennesaw, Georgia. I just had to think back in my brain. And I don't have any problems with gun ownership, and that's not the issue. But I disagree with your contention that the police don't have a legal obligation to protect you. And you don't have to look, and not even in a deadly force issue, but you don't have to go back any further to the Weldy versus Kingston decision that came through in this state, where the police failed to protect juveniles who were drinking and they got sued tremendously. So you do have a constitutional duty of care in many, many instances, and they have statutory rights to protect people from the use of force, either deadly or non-deadly force. But, you know...
Jim, I'm going to cut you off there. We're getting numbers from Ward 4 and Ward 11. I'm going to give you Ward 4. Mayor Ted Gatzis in Ward 4 gets 476 votes. Alderman Patrick Arnold gets 478. It will not be a sweep for the mayor tonight, but Arnold takes Ward 4 by 2 votes. Welfare Commissioner Paul Martineau gets 480 votes. Diane Guimond gets 385. And that's what I have. In Ward 11, we're also getting numbers in from Ward. Here, Mike, you read Ward 11. I've got numbers coming in from Ward 1. Hold on a second. Ward 1 is a big ward. I want to get to that one first. Patrick Arnold gets 1,100 votes in Ward 1. Mayor Ted Gatzes gets 1,220. Alderman-at-Large Dan O'Neill gets 1,343 votes. Joe Kelly Lavasser, 936. Will Infantine, 752. And S. Daniel Mattingly with a surprisingly strong show at 424 votes. Joyce Craig is reelected handily over Tim Corbett, 1731 to 479. Martineau, 1099 to Guimond, 918. Charter wins in Ward 1, 1177 to no for 949. Mike, you got Ward 11.
Okay, Ward 11, we got Ted Gastis at 411. Patrick Arnold, 351. For Welfare Commissioner, we have Paul Martineau at 416. Diane at 282, Diane Guimont. For Alderman at Large, Dan O'Neill, 387. Will Infantine, 240. Joe Kelly Lavasser, 387. Daniel Matney at 124. School Board at Large, Dave Wibby at 372. Kathy Saab at 491. For all 477, Norm Gamash-Wynn.
What do you have in the school board there?
And school board, Steve Dolman at 202 and Kathy DeRosha at 465. Kathy DeRosha wins there for the charter. 243, yes. 457, no.
All right, and I just got some additional numbers from Ward 4, but I had to hand off the call to somebody who is going to take numbers. We got numbers coming in from Ward 6. We'll get those in just a minute. So Ward 4, we'll get the rest of those numbers coming as well. It's coming fast and furious from the wards. So just to recap, Gatzes takes Ward 11, Paul R.R. Martineau. I think we can probably safely say that Guimond is not going to pull it off if she didn't carry Ward 1, which I think was an important ward for her to carry. Probably not going to happen. O'Neill. And it looks like O'Neill and Lavasser are leading the tickets here in the Alderman at Large race with Will Infantine not far behind. Key for Infantine is going to be how he does in areas where he's better known. Will he carry Ward 6? I have Alderman at Large numbers out of Ward 4, which I handed my phone to someone so I can't read right now. and we'll get it there. Folks, if you're out there, please, and you've got numbers, my cell phone is great as long as I'm not talking on the radio, but give us a call on the studio line at 672-0573. It's 672-0573. So looks like Alderman Arnold broke through in Ward 4, beating Mayor Ted Gatzes by 2 votes in his margin in Ward 1. That's on my cell phone. The margin in Ward 11 was about 60 votes in Ward 11 for Ted Gatzes over Patrick Arnold. You know, one of the things I noticed about this race is that Arnold didn't do anything really to reach out beyond the Democrat Party base. No Republican endorsements. I know my household, we got like 5 phone calls from the Patrick Arnold campaign, which I thought was weird because both my wife and I are registered Republicans. So it was almost like they were focusing on the primary turnout or the primary voter, and those voters are pretty well what they are. So,
yeah, that's the beauty of not having a home phone that you use anymore. You know, everybody's on cell phones. I don't get any of those calls at supper time anymore saying, hey, who are you going to vote for?
Right. But
Keep talking. Yeah, no, that's fine. It looks like so far, what, 2 wards in, that charter revision question doesn't look like it's going to be that close.
Well, we have Ward 6 numbers. Mayor Ted Gatzes gets 944 votes to Patrick Arnold, 779. Welfare Commissioner Paul Martineau gets 893 to Diane Guimond, 709. Dan O'Neill, 879 votes. Will Infantine, 772. Joe Kelly Lavasser, 741. Daniel Mattingly, 255. In the race for school board, Robin Dunphy has beaten Dan Bergeron, 810 to 766. And Garth Corriveau wins over Joe Witten, 879 to 800. The charter had 999 yes and 100 no. Did I read that right, Jacob?
Am I reading that right?
1,000 no. So the charter loses by a vote in 999 to 1,000. Corvo survives a strong challenge from Joe Witten. Robin Dunphy, however, beats Dan Bergeron 8-10 to 7-66. Mayor Ted Gatzis takes another ward, and it looks like Paul Martineau is going to run the table at this point on Diane Guimond. Let me see. I've got this thing flashing on my computer screen. We have Sandy from Ward 2 on my biased coverage. Sandy, thanks for calling in.
Hi. I was just saying that I was hoping it was going to be more of an unbiased commentary tonight. I think Mike Lopez has done a great job of that. But other than that, it's, you know, it's too political. And I thought this was more of a news show. So I just wanted to kind of express my disappointment in that, that I really thought it was going to be more news and unbiased coverage.
Well, we're trying to talk about the issues and the events, and Mike Lopez and I represent very different points of view, as does Jim Gaudette. So I don't know what more we can do on an election night, which is a political night by definition, but we thank you for being out there and for calling in.
All right, thank you. I appreciate Mike Lopez's comments. I just wanted to make sure that that was known.
Well, we appreciate Mike Lopez's much. Comments as well.
Yeah, she really
yeah I think
you.
He's more fair and unbiased. So thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Right. Well, and
respect
such as it is.
Opinion of people.
All right. Hold on just a second here. I need my cell phone back because we have additional numbers out of Ward 4 and Ward 1 in ours. And in my cell phone.
In his cell phone.
In my cell phone. Uh-oh, we missed a call. Let me see. Alderman at large, Dan O'Neill gets 545 votes. Joe Lavasser gets 418. Infantine gets 265. Mattingly gets 209. Jim Roy stomps Siobhan Ghost 698 to 181. The charter, yes, 349. No, 542. A big no vote comes out of Ward 4 against the charter. So the charter question appears to be in trouble in Ward 4. Let me see.
What's the mayor's numbers?
The mayor's numbers in Ward 4, once again, are... sorry, I got to go through too many screens. The mayor's numbers in Ward 4 are 476 for Gatzis, 478 for Arnold. That's the numbers I have coming out of Ward 4. 678-6720573. If you like our coverage, we'd really like you to call.
Or if you don't, yeah, you can.
We'd really like you to call. So in Ward 6, Garth Corvo survives, but Dan Bergeron goes down. Going to be a tough night for Joe Witten. He campaigned really hard out there. That was a brouhaha, to say the least. We have Will Infantine from Ward 6 on hold. Good evening, Will.
Yeah, good evening, Rich. I think your numbers on the charter were off. You said there were 595 people who said yes and 1,000 even that said no, not 995.
Well, okay, so the charter, what were the charter numbers in Ward 6 again?
Yes was 595.
Okay, and no was 1,000.
Correct.
Okay, we did have those numbers wrong. Thanks for calling in to correct that, Will. Your commentary, Joe Witten, 800 votes, Garth Corvo, 879. What was it like out there today?
I think what happened after lunch, the Democrats got the telephones working. And they did very well, and they got a bunch of people out here toward the end. Ted Gatzis only won the ward by 60-some votes.
Right. Ted Gatzis, according to our numbers, got 944, and Patrick Arnold, 779.
Right. So, it's a lot closer there, and I have a feeling that a lot of people came out on the school and the crime issue. This race is for mayor is going to be very close.
Well, it certainly looks like it's going to be closer than one political hack predicted. That would be me.
So far he's only lost a ward by two. So I don't see him. Have to wait and see what happens in Ward 10 and 11. But
right. Well, Gatzis carried 11. He carried one. He carried six.
Six. Okay. Three wards so far.
So he lost by two votes. And he lost by two votes in four. So that's what it's looking like. All right. Well, thanks for calling in with the correction.
Bye.
All righty. Oh, Will. Is he still there? I guess we lost him. All right. More numbers are coming in. Our ever-eager intern is taking another call. with the numbers. We are eagerly awaiting a number of contested races. So a split prize in Ward 6, Republican Robin Dunphy over Democrat Dan Bergeron. Of course, it's nonpartisan. And Garth Corbeau survives. I think that's got to be a headline. I think a lot of people thought Corbeau was going down.
Yeah. And then, Rich, while you're thinking about this nonpartisan politics, why did the Charter Commission go back to having partisan elections?
Well, you know, some of us thought that that should. We have got Manchester Ward 7 voters. Mayor Ted Gatzis, a narrow victory over Patrick Arnold in Ward 7, 595 for Mayor Ted Gatzis to 545 for Patrick Arnold. Welfare Commissioner Paul Martineau loses the ward to Diane Guimond. Martineau, 576. No, I'm sorry. He beats 576 to 464. Alderman at Large, Dan O'Neill, 696. Will Infantine, 363. Lavasser, 642. And Mattingly, 179. School Board, Lisa Witt loses to Ross Terrio. Terrio gets 577 votes to Witt's 495. And then, of course, the charter. I only have a 689 number against the charter, but looking at the turnout, that means the charter got thumped in Ward 7. So another, no, albeit narrow victory for Mayor Ted Gatzis in Ward 7. Another narrow victory for Paul Martineau in Ward 7. O'Neill and Lavasser lead the ticket again for Alderman at Large. And Ross Terrio is elected to the school board over Lisa Witt. Terrio, a better known candidate in the ward. Lisa Witt, a newcomer to politics. She did several great interviews with us, a very articulate lady. And that are the numbers we have in Ward 7. Looks like the charter went down big. Charter changes went down big.
Well, there's no
Ward
numbers
7.
For yes yet.
Well, if you take a look at the numbers, if it gets 685, well, no, it's 689. No, your total vote for mayor was what?
Yeah.
All right, we have another ward in here. We have Manchester Ward 9. Hold on a second. I get something flashing in front of me, too. We have Patrice on hold. We're going to keep Patrice on hold. She'll have alderman, she'll have numbers in Ward 8. Mayor Ted Gatzis narrowly wins Ward 9, 644 to 632 over Patrick Arnold. Paul Martineau loses to Diane Guimond, 695 to 786. Dan O'Neill carries another. Oh, Will Infantine carries this ward, 707. Interesting, over O'Neill to 695. And Joe Kelly Lavasser at 633. Is that 407? Jacob, you got to make these numbers better. Is that okay? That's 407 for Will Infantine. So it's O'Neill. It's O'Neill and Lavasser again, 407 for Infantine, 695 for O'Neill, and Lavasser with 633. Let me see. School Board, Arthur Beaudry wins over Gail Berry handily, 779 to 412. And Barbara Shaw is reelected over Victoria Sullivan, 669 to 571. A good showing for the newcomer, Victoria Sullivan. Barbara Shaw, the veteran, back. The charter loses another ward, 790 to 416. It got crushed in Ward 9. I think we can say safely the charter amendment is dead. All right. We have Patrice in Ward 8 on hold. Patrice, thanks for calling in with numbers from Manchester Ward 8.
Okay. He's got pencil and paper ready.
Okay. We got pencil and paper ready.
We got Ward 8 over here.
Go.
Ted Gatzis, 869. Patrick Arnold, 628. Welfare Commissioner Paul Martineau, 741. Diane Guimond, 608. Alderman at Large, Dan O'Neill, 812. Joe Kelly Lavasser, 736. William Infantine, 489. Daniel Mattingly, 252. For School Committee, David Wibby, 827, Kathy Staub, 889. And then what else were we looking for? Oh, for school committee, man, it's Steve Valancourt, 471, to Erica Connors, 936.
Well, that's a stomping.
Yes, it is. We're looking at the charter question. Yes, 554. No, 833.
All right, Patrice, thanks for calling in with the numbers from Ward 8. Mayor Ted Gatzis takes this ward more handily than others, 869 to 628. Martineau wins another 741 to Guimond 608. Looks like Dan O'Neill and Joe Kelly Lavasser will be reelected as aldermen at large, running first and second yet again. Infantine running a distant third. Erica Connors, that little voice in the back of my head, obviously wasn't working. She stomped Steve Valancourt by better than 2-1. And the charter, I think it's safe to say the charter commission is charter commission's work, in my opinion, rightly shot down by the voters. We have any numbers out of Ward 10?
I must be prophetic, Rich.
You must be prophetic indeed. So the numbers continue to come in here to our election headquarters. Can someone try to grab Ray Wazorik and bring him over here for me? I know he's eating, and that's a dangerous thing to try to pull him away, but I would love to talk to the mayor. 6720573, if you have any comments, although we would ask you, I think, at this point to keep the lines clear as we are awaiting additional numbers to come in. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have numbers out of... Yes, we have numbers out of Ward 9. We got those. What's that? Yes, I figured he'd say that. Well, you know what? I'm going to have... No, I can't get anybody here to talk. I think Mayor Ted Gatzis' brother, Michael, has entered the room.
No, the mayor is here.
The mayor is also here.
He's here.
All right, Mayor Ted Gatzis. Looks like Ted Gatzis will be reelected mayor of Manchester. Paul Martineau has...
Welfare commissioner.
...has been reelected as the welfare commissioner. The race for alderman at large looks like the incumbents will be reelected. Dan Bergeron has gone down in Ward 6. Garth Corvo survives. Barbara Shaw survives in Ward 9. And what other races? Ross Terrio bests Lisa Witt in Ward 7. Do we have new numbers?
That's 8.
Yeah, oh, and Ward 8, Erica Connors stomped Steve Valancourt. That was a beating. Mike, you had that one called.
Yeah.
You know, this is probably not the right thing for me to say. I'm glad the little voice inside my head, my gut was wrong on that one. My gut is very rarely wrong, you know. But this one, it was.
What do you like, Jethro Gibbs?
Yeah, Jethro Gibbs. Did you take down the numbers from Ward 1? We're waiting. There are several races we're still waiting to hear. We're still waiting to hear about the races in Ward 12. School board and aldermanic board. They're a.
I have Ward 1. You got Ward 1?
No, I don't.
So we'll see what's. We have Ward 1. We have numbers from Ward 1. Mayor Ted Gatzis, victory there. We're also waiting for numbers out of Ward 2.
Yep. That'll be nice.
Our folks on the ground there, not reporting yet. So let me see if I can't get to Facebook. And see, I'm gonna see if I can't pull a little magic here. 6720573. It is 33 minutes after the hour here on the Gerard at Large radio show. You are probably wondering what you're listening to if you're on New Hampshire Family Radio. And what you're hearing here on New Hampshire Family Radio is live coverage of the election results. In the city of Manchester, an exciting night as it looks like Mayor Ted Gatzis has been reelected, although in a much more closely contested race than expected. We have Ward 12 numbers. Keith Hirschman, the former alderman, will yet again be the alderman in Ward 12. He beats Roger Beauchamp 439-403, and in something of an upset, Connie Van Houten has bested Christine Duffley 504-460. So we have at least those two ward races out of Ward 12. Keith Hirschman is elected again to serve Ward 12, 439-403. Duffley loses to Van Houten 504-460. Looks like the voters in Ward 12, the ward I was raised in, had something different of a perspective than I thought I did.
Oh, that's close.
Yeah, nothing for the mayor and alderman or welfare commissioner?
Recount on that.
36 votes? They won't recount 36 votes. It won't change.
Oh, you got to count the absentee ballots.
The absentees are in the number.
Yeah, but they might be questionables.
Those are disqualified beforehand. I know, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. All right, we're cruising through Facebook, frankly, to see whether or not we can find any information. what's her name? A commanding win for Joyce Craig in Ward 1. A commanding win for Jim Roy in Ward 4. John Avard, oh, wow, that's a much closer race than I expected in Ward 10. John Avard, 708 votes for school board to Leo Bernier's 613. So John Avard is reelected against Leo Bernier, who did really, other than put out a few signs, nothing. So let me see if we can get some information here. Looking. Let me see. I'm going to send a text message. Tammy Simmons.
Ward 10 yet?
We don't have numbers, but we know that Alderman Phil Griazzo has been defeated in Ward 10 by challenger Bill Berry. We do not have numbers, however. And unfortunately, we have a nice. We have numbers coming out of Ward 2. And Ron Ludwig handily reelected over Wynn Hutchison, 987 to 551. Deb Langton cruises to another term on the Manchester School Board, 813 to 532. All right, well, now I know what's going on.
Nothing for the at-larges or the mayors over there.
No, we're nothing on those. We have another number. You want to announce these? What word do we have?
71.
So Barry beats Griazzo 771 to 617. That's 771 to 617. In Manchester's Ward 10, a changing of the guard there, a hard-fought race. Some would say a not well-fought race. I'm going to just show, a lot of hard feelings in that one, folks. A lot of hard feelings. That is what it is. And we are getting numbers from Ward 9. We've already gotten those. Thank you so much for sending them in. And a lot of first-time candidates here. Victoria Sullivan. Whatchamacallit, Joe Witten ran aggressive, good campaigns. Nothing to be ashamed of. We got something flashing at me here. We have Ed Osborne calling in with numbers in Ward 5. Alderman, good evening.
Yes, hi. I you told me to call you in the three major numbers here, the mayor, the welfare, and the alderman at large
yes.
numbers. Okay, the mayor was 375, and Mr. Arnold was 322.
All right, so Gatzes takes another ward, 375 to 322 over Patrick Arnold in the alderman-at-large race.
Alderman-at-large was Mr. O'Neill, Alderman O'Neill at 407, and Infantine, 178.
Okay.
Levasseur, 310. And Mattingly is 110.
All right. And the welfare commissioner, Paul?
Mr. Martineau, 337. And we have, give me your name quick.
Diane Guimond.
Yeah, Guimond. I'm getting all the French names here. Martin O'Guimond. Okay. 178. 268.
268. Paul, Ed, did you, Alderman, did you happen to get numbers on the Charter Commission?
Yes. The charter was 229, yes. 375, no.
I think we can bury the charter.
Exactly. Amen.
All right. Alderman Ed Osborne, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you getting us the numbers from your ward.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Alderman Ed Osborne in Ward 5. I would have asked him his numbers, but he was unchallenged except by Melanie Ross Brady. as a write-in candidate here. Huh? Yes, I am calling the race for Gatsis. The race has been called. We have called the race for Manchester Mayor Ted Gatsis, Welfare Commissioner Paul Martineau, Alderman-at-Large Dan O'Neill, and Alderman-at-Large Joe Kelly Lavasser will be re-elected.
Yep.
Ward 12 has seen Connie Van Houten elected and former Alderman Keith Hirschman winning the race over school board member Roger Beauchamp. Ward 11 sees Norman Gamache get re-elected and Katie DeRocher beats Stephen Dolman. Ward 10, John Avard wins re-election. Phil Griazzo goes down to Bill Berry. Ward 9, Barbara Shaw wins re-election over Victoria Sullivan in a hard-fought race. Arthur Beaudry re-elected easily over Gail Berry. Ward 7, Alderman Bill Shea, not contested. Ross Terrio wins the school board in Ward 7. Ward 6, two of the harder-fought races. Dan Bergeron, school board member, goes down to challenger Robin Dunphy. Our Alderman Garth Corriveau holds on by an 879 to 800 vote against newcomer Joe Witten. Ed Osborne reelected without opposition. Ward 4, Jim Roy, a 500 or 600 vote margin against Siobhan Ghosh. We have no numbers from Ward 3, but Alderman Patrick Long no doubt will be reelected there. Ward 2, Alderman Ron Ludwig. By a bigger margin than I think many expected, elected over Wynn Hutchison. Obviously, he's the second coming of Bill O'Brien. Mailpieces worked. And then Joyce Craig easily reelected over Tim Corbett, the newcomer to politics in Ward 1. So these are the numbers. The mayor is in the room. We have something flashing on here. We have Bob in Ward 2. We're going to get Ward 2 numbers on something other than the aldermanic races. Bob, thanks for calling in.
Yes, I was just looking for clarification on the Ward 2 school board numbers. You said one thing, and then the screen came up and said the total opposite.
Okay. The screen came in, and well, my understanding is that Deb Langton has handily won re-election over Sarah Browning. Did I say that wrong?
Well, you said that's what you said, but then when it came up on the screen, it was, the numbers were opposite.
We will check on that to make sure that we've got the numbers from Ward 2. We've got numbers out of Ward 3. Patrick Long has been reelected over Mirov Yakov, 501 to 117. Christopher Stewart defeats Theodore Groh, the executive director of the Manchester City Democrat Committee, 328 to 249. So, and maybe our folks at Manchester.
Somebody gets 117 votes and doesn't even vote.
Yeah. So that's that. What do we have?
No, I was just trying to have someone check on that inversion of
on the inversion of the numbers. Yeah, we need to get that. I don't know. My folks on the ground have fallen down in Ward 2. Bob, thanks for calling in. If the line's not clear, David, clear it. Okay, I've got more numbers out of Ward 3. The Alderman-at-Large race. Well, first of all, the mayor's race in Ward 3. Ted Gatsis loses the ward to Patrick Arnold, 335 to 362. Martineau carries the ward against Diane Guimond, 304 to 284. O'Neill, Dan O'Neill, Alderman-at-Large, gets 367 to Joe Kelly Lavasser's 273 to Will Infantine's 210 to Dan Mattingly's 153. We already gave you the alderman and school board numbers. The charter, by 5 votes, the charter question passes in Ward 3, right. 321 to 316.
It's still not going to help, Mike.
No. Yeah, it got spanked just about everywhere else.
The voters have spoken.
Yeah, it was like that's the Ward 8 school committee race.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big one. So our thanks to Alderman Patrick Long for sending us those numbers from Ward 3. We are still awaiting numbers in Wards 2. And 9. No, we got 9. I'm sorry. Did we get more out of 12, or did we just get the ward races in 12?
We don't have any of the.
What do we need? You're my statistician there.
Well, the tens I don't have for the mayor.
We don't have numbers out of Ward 10.
Only just for the alderman's race and the school committee.
All right, and I'm getting a note. Ed Osborne took 537 of the 712 total ballots cast in Ward 5. Certainly nothing to worry about there. Let me see. You know what? I got to check something. All right, boys, I'm going to turn it over to you because I got voicemail.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a sin if there's dead air, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. If anybody's out there in Ward 10 that wants to call in some of the Merrill races and the top ends, Mike?
Yeah, we'll recap Ward 8. Ted Gassis got 869 votes. Patrick Arnold, 628. Paul Martineau, 741. We have called that winner there. 608 by Dion Guimont. For Alderman at Large, Danny O'Neill got 812. Will Infantine, 489. Joe Kelly Levasseur, 736. And Daniel McNee, 252. We've called that race to O'Neill and Infantine. Of course, Tommy Castantonio got 1169. He has no opposition. And Eric Connors, 936 vote against Steve Valancourt, 471. Of course, Dave Wibby was unopposed with Kathy Saab as an alderman, a school committee at large, rather, 827 and 889. So it's working out there pretty good. The charter question, the voters have spoken. No, 833, and yes, 554. And that was for Ward 8.
I don't know for Ward 12. We only had, again, we didn't have Gatsis or Arnold numbers for Ward 12, but the two that were reported out were school committee.
More numbers coming in from Ward 2 in just a minute. Okay. That was one of the voicemail messages. They called in on my cell phone.
Well, there you go. But Ward 12, to recap, the numbers we do have, we do not have the mayor, we do not have welfare commissioner or the at-large races, but for Alderman Keith Hirschman returns at 439 over Roger Beauchamp for 403. School committee person, Connie Van Houten, 504 to Christine Duffley, 460. So hopefully we'll have some updates on Ward 2 and see how the mayor fared there against his opponent.
The only thing we got from Ward 10 so far that we have the numbers, Bill Berry upset. Phil Grazio, 771 by 617 for Phil Grazio. So, outcome of the races in the school. In the John Avard got 708, a school board. Leo Bernier got 613. So John Avard gets another term on the
school
right, board.
I have numbers on Ward 12. Let me see. The alderman at large numbers out of Ward 12, Dan O'Neill, 437, Will Infantine, 398, Joe Levasseur, 491, Dan Mattingly, 158, Christine Duffley, we already have that. She lost 460 to 504. The charter went down in Ward 12 big, 623 to 375. Do we have mayor's numbers here from 12? Got everything but. Okay, and the mayor in Ward 12, Ted Gatz is 599 to Patrick Arnold, who gets defeated in his home ward, 486.
Ouch.
Teddy Rokas is reelected, 395 over Lisa Freeman, 238 in Ward 5. That's actually a much closer margin than I expected out of that one. So Ted Rokas is back, 395 to 138. Lisa Freeman, a newcomer to politics. Ted Rokas, a seasoned veteran who's been elected to state rep and school board on several occasions in Ward 5. I'm actually surprised it was that close. Not that it was close, but it was that close.
I think Ted Rokas has done a good job.
I would agree. So, all right. So
I guess we're calling it for the mayor, Ted Gastis,
yes.
Paul Martineau, welfare commissioner, Dan O'Neill at Alderman at Large, Joe Kelly Levasseur, Alderman at Large. They'll retain their seats. Wibby and Kathy Sauce for school board. Phil Grazio lost to Bill Berry. Bill Berry with 771 votes, so that race there. And Ward 12 picked up Keith Hirschman over Roger Beauchamp.
All right, and actually, we have some totals on the charter. No, 8206. Yes, 5811.
What ward is that?
That is citywide totals that we have so far.
Oh, the total we have for you, yes.
Yep.
Oh, we could win.
only if Bedford came in to vote yes. So, all right. So here's
maybe we should have had a campaign, huh?
Yeah. Well, maybe you should have, but I don't think you were going to win.
But that's
that
all
one.
Right.
So
the Board of Mayor and Alderman will come up with something.
In what ward?
Well, you know, I got a room full of people, and I can't get anybody to a microphone. This is the first time something like this has ever happened. All right. We are getting ready to hear from Mayor of Manchester, Ted Gatzis.
Good evening, everybody.
Taking the microphone is Charlie Sherman of the New Horizons.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome once again.
Don't pull it up yet.
It's always a
so we are going to take the we are going to take and turn the cameras over to
friends and family members,
the podium
the
here.
Clan.
Charlie and Sherman has taken to the podium. We're going
to
bring up the house feed now.
The mayor of the city of Manchester. And tonight, we have such wonderful news to report that we've got two more years of Gatzis in that corner office. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, my friend and yours, the mayor of the city of Manchester, Mayor Ted Gatzis.
All right, Manchester Mayor Ted Gatzis is at the podium now. We will join his speech and carry it to its entirety. Right now, you know what I'm going to do, David? Hit the station ID 10 seconds now. That way we won't have to worry about the overrun at the top of the hour. Station ID, then Mayor Ted Gatzis.